everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 23rd. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today's topic, yes, of another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Bacone, is judged by our actions. And the quote is from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's a mouthful to say right there. Especially from somebody who didn't speak till they were three. So there you go. And no, I don't have an extra cup of coffee. So let's roll with it. We're going to leave that edit in, eh? Why not? Maybe it made somebody laugh. I don't know. Maybe somebody's going, oh my God, here she goes again. All right, here's the quote. We judge ourselves by what we feel capable of doing, while others judge us by what we have already done. Here's what Linda has to say. Life is like a permanent job interview. We walk into the interview feeling as if we are capable of doing almost anything. If life would just give us a chance. But life insists on asking us what we've actually done. A kind person is a person who acts kindly to others. An honest person is a person who tells the truth and is fair with others. Understanding what others see in us can help us become more like the person we perceive ourselves to be. Oh my goodness, this is like a 360 assessment instrument here. How I perceive myself and how others perceive me. And so where does it match up and where are the gaps, right? So now again, from a trauma-informed perspective and from the lens of someone who is, on the receiving end of abuse, especially narcissistic abuse. A challenge I have with this, judged by our actions, is that it's not always that we feel capable. It's we're looking for reassurance that we're capable. How many people do you know? I mean, you read stories about people that are mega successful and they have mental health challenges. They question themselves whether they're worthy. They question themselves if they're going to, hit that next one the next time. Because we're always being judged. Society is going to knock you on your ass. It's always going to judge. There's always going to be some heckler. I remember one time I was presenting at the APA, the American Psychological Association. And this was presenting my doctoral studies, okay? My research for my doctoral dissertation. And there was this person who was just a heckler. It was like they were just deliberately there just to invalidate everything, right? And I did a very extensive study. You can go read it. If you want, I can put the link to my dissertation. I can't remember how many downloads it has, but anyway. And I asked this person, what was the purpose of their question? Was this to really add value? And he got so angry with me. And yet other people in the audience were like, yeah, like, I don't understand your question. And so the point that I want to make here is that from a person who has been beaten down so many times by people who were supposed to, and that supposed to definition is by society, who are supposed to encourage us and shape us and protect us and let us know that, yes, I believe in you. Yes, you can. We didn't get that. We didn't get that. We didn't get that environment. We weren't in an environment that shaped us that way. We were in an environment that told us that we shouldn't even be around, that we should be dead, that they wished that we were dead, that they wish we weren't alive, that no matter what accomplishment we did, it was never going to be good enough. So, an honest person is a person who tells the truth and is fair with others. Yes. It's so hard for us to give ourselves that recognition. We can have a litany of things that we've done, and yet it's so hard for us to celebrate that moment. We're so good at helping other people, celebrating their accomplishments, and yes, to be the person that they perceive themselves to be. Heck, we encourage people to be that person. But when it comes to us doing that work ourselves, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. So that is why it's so important to be very selective of who you have around and who's in your inner circle. And all the other noise, you can say what you want to say. You can... You can say, yeah, I'm not going to listen to you, or you can use some more colorful language, whichever you choose to do. And the other thing I want to mention is peer support, why peer support is so important. One of the reasons is because if you're with somebody and another person starts kicking your ass and starts judging, right, and being a naysayer, a peer support person's going to have your back. They're going to say, wait a minute. No, absolutely not. Yes. So while I understand that, yes, people have a good self-confidence and a good self-esteem and a healthy self-confidence and a healthy self-esteem where they see themselves and they feel like they're invincible and they can do anything. Those of us that come from an abusive background, we don't have that. And we're working on it on a daily basis. And I can laugh at it a little bit, but boy, this one rings home. All right, so let's see what the affirmation is. I wonder what others see when they look at me. I will take a hard look at myself to make sure my actions align with the person I believe I am. Now, the affirmation here about making sure my actions align with the person I believe I am, this rings true because we're always coming home to ourselves. That's why we have the motto of remember who you are. Because sometimes people, it's like they have a V8 moment. They go, oh my gosh. Yes, I remember that about me. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm connected to the person that I was and the person that I know I've always been. So yes, how do my actions align with the person I know, the person I believe I am? Very, very key. Very, very key. Because I will say, at the end of the day, what matters is what you think about yourself. What matters is how you perceive yourself. That's what matters. All right, you guys, you know what I'm going to say next? Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Thanks for listening to us wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, we're better together. We're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.